Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
All right. Welcome back to part two of our Face album review. We are finally getting to talk about Set Me Free part two, which I've been dying to talk about, but yes. I feel like it's been out forever at this point.
Yeah.
So super excited to get into today's episode.
Yeah. Cannot wait.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from County Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chotti of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to be talking about the second half of Face. We're going to be talking about Alone and Set Me Free Part 2. And then we're going to be talking about the hidden track, Letter.
Yeah. Oh, we are so excited to talk about the rest of Park Jimin's solo debut album. But before we get into it, we do want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support, especially your support on Patreon. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our docs, our virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you all for being here and for listening.
Okay, let's get into Alone, where we left off with Like Crazy, where at the ending quote of Like Crazy was being worried about being alone here. Mm-hmm. And then the next song that Jimin delivers us is Alone.
Alone, yeah.
Genius. So talking about how it was written and produced by P-Dawg, Jimin, Ghostloop, and Evan. And at the beginning of the song, we hear an alarm clock, but then kind of throughout the song itself, the percussion kind of sounds like a clock ticking. Mm-hmm. So we kind of feel like the amount of time that you are spending here alone. There's also just a gorgeous piano throughout this song, and the instrumental itself is very ambient. It fills the space in such a nice, peaceful, full way. Mm-hmm. I feel like Jimin's melody that he carries throughout is unexpected. It's beautiful, but it's not similar to anything that we've ever heard before. It's very distinct, and it keeps the song from feeling like too sad, even though, you know, like the title of Alone may evoke the feelings of being sad at the same time, and that song itself is a bit of a slower pace, but the melody kind of brings a bit of a brightness to it. And I feel like this song, it reminds me of Promise a little bit in regards to his vocals, just because it's a little softer, and we don't have much from Jimin prior to this album. We have like Promise and Christmas Love, you know, so we don't have too much to compare or too much to know what to expect as far as his style. So getting Face Off or like Crazy, you know, we may not have been like, especially Face Off, not expecting, or Set Me Free coming up later, not expecting that. But Alone is kind of like a similar style to his vocal style that we've heard from him in the past.
Yeah, I think vocal style is really what you're getting at with Promise, because I feel like what you were saying about the melody being unexpected, I do feel that Alone really stands by itself. Haven't heard this quite from Jimin before.
Totally.
And it really stands out on the album, but also with its slower pace, it isn't necessarily sad. It has like this hopeful undertone to it while also giving those emotions of feeling sadness or feeling loneliness.
Yeah, because I feel like the way that he's bringing that through gives it like a comforting feeling and comforting in a way. And it feels like we're in this loneliness together.
Yeah.
And that's like that bit of hopefulness that we hear coming through in his vocals. Mm-hmm. So very unique, I think, like very special in that delivery.
Yeah. It's also too beautiful of a song to be sad, honestly.
I agree. I think it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and get into the lyrics of this song. In the first verse, he's really talking about like feeling scared in front of people smiling back at him. So we really felt like this could be him after the pandemic, like returning to the stage and maybe feeling stage fright again. You know, that really starts to go away after exposure. But after so much time has passed since he's been in front of a crowd, feeling a little bit of that stage fright again. But also, it just seems like so much time has passed and that he feels he's changed. And he's kind of questioning whether or not the crowd is smiling at his performance or smiling at who he really is. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he feels a little less authentic on stage. So then it feels a little strange. He feels a little scared at what's smiling back at him.
Right. Because he's like, the me of now has lost the way. Like, if you're smiling at him, he doesn't feel like it's actually him. Like, that's what the point that to me really speaks to, like, the worries of inauthenticity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Though I tried to run away, the me of now has lost the way.
Yeah. In the pre-chorus, he's really talking and questioning about what he's doing now. And like crazy, he is going out and partying and kind of coping with what he's experiencing through letting loose in a party lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And in this song, he's talking about how he can't remember anything because of being drunk. And he doesn't really have an answer to what he's doing or how he's spending his time. And he talks about that he's just pretending to be okay. And to me, this is really pointing that he's feeling aimless and stagnant. But like, he's realizing everyone else is going through the same thing. He says, like, why am I the only one like this? No, everyone is like this.
Yeah.
And like, to speak to what we were saying in part one, this is very pandemic-y. Everyone is stuck in this at the time,
right?
You know, of not being able to progress or do anything because the pandemic has put life on hold during that time. And I do think that I want to point out where he says that he's pathetic for acting like he's okay. He knows that it's not good to hide when you're struggling.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does not think that that's a good quality to have hidden that. But Jimin is always like that person to support his other members and hide what he's going through to just be that love and support for others.
Yeah. And I think that's also what he means by saying, like, why am I like this? No, everyone is like this. I feel like a lot of people will do this, like, to pretend to be okay. But it is interesting that he calls himself pathetic for this, because we heard him call himself pathetic too in Face Off.
Yeah.
Second time he said this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feeling pathetic. Yeah. For being deceived and then also feeling pathetic for hiding his emotions.
Right. These are definitely feelings that he wants to overcome.
Right.
You know, he's noticing that he feels this way and he doesn't like it, and he wants to change in order to not see that in himself anymore.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. So in the chorus, he really hits on saying, you know, the same day all over again, how long do I have to endure this for? Mindlessly alone, I pace my room with lights turned on. He says that though I used to say it's okay, I feel like I'm gradually losing myself. So again, very pandemic-y, feeling like the days are all the same, feeling the monotony of the pandemic, wondering if it'll ever end, if he'll ever go back to a normal life. Also, the lyrics of pacing his room reminds me so much of Fly to My Room, which is, you know, the song that him and Taeyang and it's been a while since I've listened to Fly to My Room.
Right.
But, you know, like, he was on that song, so I just feel like a strong connection and callback to like this emotion of pacing his own room. Like, he surely has been in his room and thought a lot about the loneliness and the monotony of his everyday life during the pandemic.
Yeah. And at least here in the chorus too, he's like finally being honest with himself that he's not okay.
Yeah.
And that he is losing himself instead of just trying to hide it.
Yeah, like he really is acknowledging his emotions, like the truths now. The truths. He's really facing the truths.
Yeah.
And so in the
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, but which is a lonely place to be.
Yeah.
To face the truth just like outside of the context of like the truth of the pandemic and, you know, where he was at when he was writing this song, but to face the truth of like the situation that he's been in or like what he's trying to escape with like crazy, you know, the face off that he's going through. Man, to face that truth is a lonely place to be.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I just feel like we've been talking a lot about how this album has a lot of cohesiveness and it tells a story. All of the songs are so different. And for this to be the latter half of the album, this is a hard place for him to be. This is where the truths come out. This is where the anger, the rage isn't there as much anymore. He's gotten to express the rage. He's gotten to break free and just enjoy getting away from it for a while, and now he's sitting in the truths. He's sitting with his thoughts in this song.
Reality is setting in.
Reality is really setting in. So in the post-chorus, it's really him trying to comfort himself and saying that he's like miserable right now, but it's going to be all right eventually. Like this is where the song has this little glimmer of hope that like, even though he's feeling so miserable and he's facing these truths of like, I hide my true emotion. I really need to feel my own emotion. You know, now he's saying like, it will get better. It can get better. And in the lyrics too, here at the post-chorus, he says, make it right. It's going to be all right. And we've talked about too, how there's so many callbacks in his lyrics to BTS songs, and he's always forever representing BTS and showing BTS. And it's just like, he's not even just like consistently using BTS lyrics in the songs. He's straight up using title names of their songs, like Save Me, Butterfly, Make It Right. Like, no doubt there are these BTS references in his lyrics.
And like iconic songs.
Right.
Iconic songs that we feel like are so BTS through and through, you know. What gets me about this post-chorus, this is like what you said, the first like glimmer of hope in the song, right? And then this refrain echoes it, and we wouldn't have even realized that this refrain says what it says had we not looked at the lyrics, because when you listen to the song, it sounds like la 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 la.
It sounds like laughter.
It sounds like laughter, but it's saying lie. Lie, 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 which is another BTS song.
It's Jimin's, his solo. It Jimin's was his song. First solo
it's
song.
It's his first solo song, Lie, where he talks about being caught in a lie and being unable to escape this, both this external and internal conflict that's happening.
Yeah.
And so that song in particular being called back here at this point, and also this lie, the way it sounds so mocking. It's reminding me of the creepy calliope mocking kind of circus. It sounds like a clown laughing at you.
It sounds like laughter and it's not him. I'm pretty sure it's not him. It's like other choral or like just other vocals going lie, 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 lie. You know, it sounds like very creepy calliope, but also like I think it's supposed to sound like laughter.
It sounds like it's laughing at him.
He is trying to comfort himself and like, it will get better. He's thinking that to himself. I'm going to make it right. It's going to get better. And then it's almost like that little piece of doubt in your mind, that little negative part of your mind that's like, lie, lie, lie. Like, no.
Laughing
like,
at how him.
Dare, like, that's so funny that you would think that it would get better.
Going that crazy whole part, trapped that, in
that
it,
That refrain
too.
Is so multifaceted. Yeah. Like, full circle here. Okay, anyways.
It's also seven lies.
Is it really?
Fuck. Park Jimin.
I know.
Genius.
Like, really, we've talked so much about just like the attention to detail that he's had. We're like, this is like J-Hope level of attention to detail.
Yeah. Which everything is really has saying something.
Everything has meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in the second verse, he's saying like, even if I try to make believable excuses again, even if I try to close your eyes and turn away, that it's already broken and it can't be reversed. So it feels very like he's saying after the pandemic, things are just never going to be the same. Like, this can't be reversed.
Yeah.
Like, it's not temporary. You know, I also think about just like everything that BTS and he had to go through during the pandemic. Like, they're thinking, oh my God, it'll be better once it's over. But the truth is like everything that's happened has happened and it's forever change the outcome of what our future will be.
Yeah. it has
It's
a harsh truth, and it has really affected them. Like, this is something that we were reflecting on so much throughout research, was now that we're getting a fourth member's or third member's perspective of this, like Jimin's perspective, after getting a little bit of vibes from J-Hope, a little bit of vibes from RM, from their albums. It has, like, the pandemic and what BTS went through as a group, the changes that they had to make, the feeling like they lost control over their career path at that time, has done, like, irreparable damage to their career and to, like, who they are and what they know about themselves. And, like, I think that the song really highlights that struggle and how alone they feel in that, you know? Man.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Like, absolutely. Like, cannot be reversed. Cannot go back to the way things were at this point. Yeah. It's so, so scary. But what can you do but to keep moving forward?
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Set me free.
Set me free. Hell yeah. Let's talk about Set Me Free. So Jimin, actually, we're so proud to say that our very own network, Consequence, had the exclusive interview to Set Me Free when it came out. Jimin spoke directly with Mary Sorake about Set Me Free Part 2 over Zoom, which is so awesome.
Yeah.
So we got to look at this interview, and Jimin had a lot to say about Set Me Free. He said that when the song was made, he felt really attached to it, and we found out that he actually went to the U.S. for the recording of the choir vocals to be there.
That is so neat.
I know. I mean, he just must have loved it. And of course, he needed to be there, the attention to detail, to make sure that it turned out as he was thinking.
How he envisions it.
And envisioning, totally. He just said that listening to the choir right there was truly amazing, and that is just a really great memory. He did give us a little bit of light on the title, because it's being Set Me Free Part 2. Obviously, ARMY is connecting it to Set Me Free, Yoongi's song on D2. And he said that there isn't, like, a specific connection. You know, it wasn't planned out ahead of time to have this part one, part two. However, just because the songs thematically talk about similar things, they just felt like it fit. So Jimin decided to use Set Me Free Part 2.
Yeah, and it's very fitting, and I'm glad he went with it.
Yeah, and the thing that he kind of ended the interview was that he just didn't want to be an embarrassment to BTS for, you know, with his album, and that he wants to make his members proud with his music. And I mean, I know that he felt that way because Set Me Free was the first song to come out, you know, the pre-release track. He had no idea how the album as a whole would be received. But wow, like, holy shit, this album is incredible.
It's
like,
so incredible.
You can never embarrass anyone with
it. Yeah, like, he should just listen to Face Off and know for a fact that, like, he could never be an embarrassment or a letdown with that song alone.
Yeah.
You know, he could have come out with just that song and I would be like, please, over the moon. Yeah. Right? But no, and for him to be saying that specifically for Set Me Free Part 2, because it is such an intense song, you know, it is, like, for me, it is up there with some of BTS's best hype tracks.
Oh, yeah.
On Idol. I mean, it's up there with it. So it's just, you know, and the fact that this is his song is mind blowing.
Yeah. Oh, the power.
He could never be an embarrassment.
No.
Like, it's so silly to think that he thought that, you know?
Yeah.
So, Set Me Free Part 2, we do have to talk a little bit about our initial thoughts and just kind of the initial reception and also criticism that came from some ARMYs and media when this song came out, because it is quite different from, I think, what maybe we've heard before or had expected from Jimin.
First, like, I think we should think about the context. Like, this was the pre-release track. We didn't know the rest of
the
album. We had no idea what else was on here or how well this song fits into the album, too.
Yeah. So what we've seen, the song has been received so well overall, but there were some common critiques that we saw as well, and specifically more so related to the auto-tune and distorted voice that is used in the song. So, for example, in kpopreview.com, asserts that the autotune sours the song, stating that although they're, quote, trying to keep the intensity and suspenseful tone, it just doesn't sound good. So that's kind of like the general negative critique that we've seen about the autotune, that it kind of distracts from the song itself. But we really don't hold this opinion about it.
No, we don't. I mean, like, I would say, like, the second verse autotune, where it's, like, heavily distorted, mm-hmm. we fucking loved it from, yeah. like, the second we heard it. Like, it, like, immediately reminded me of, like, the bridge that Yoongi does in mm-hmm. Shadow, mm-hmm. like, where it's so distorted, and we were always like, wow, that's so experimental. Yeah. Like, love that so much. Like, this is Jimin doing that here. Like, I love that experimental and chaotic dip into autotune to, like, use it to add to, right. like, the chaos of the song.
Like, it totally adds to the chaos of yeah. the song, and it very much gives me, like, the same use of autotune that Suga used in Shadow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's yeah. exactly what he's doing here. And so, I just have to kind of speak from my chest here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I gotta be honest, first time I listened to Set Me Free Part 2, I, from the teaser, was like, oh yes, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the, like, I'm gonna love this song so much. I was already, like, just listening to the little bit of the teaser at the gym, because I was, like, hitting it so hard at the gym just from the teaser, you know? Like, I was like, this is gonna be the best song. It's gonna yeah. be a banger. Like, I can feel the power. I can feel how epic it is. But once the actual song dropped, I was like, oh, it comes out so strong. Like, it really doesn't gradually bring you into it, man. It is like you hear that strong choral bit at the beginning, and like they are like powerful harmonics going on that is just like you, almost kind of eerie in a way. Like it makes you not uncomfortable, but like it grasps your attention. It's just super epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you hear that autotune right at the beginning, and all I could keep thinking about was, like, Supreme Boy worked on this song. Supreme Boy worked on this song, you know? So then I was like, I almost didn't think it was Jimin. Like, it was so, I just haven't heard this from Jimin before. So it was so unexpected. I don't think I was ready for it at the time, because I think my mind was just working so hard to wrap around what I was hearing. I mean, this is like first time listening through,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
While also trying to take in, like, the choreo and the visuals, and I'm like, what is happening,
right.
you know? But that autotune has so much purpose. And once the second verse hits, the use of the autotune, it just like, it clicked for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah. Like this song alludes to like almost like the rap verses that you get in a BTS song. And because of just like the message of this song and the intensity of this song, that autotune really adds to the edginess, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's what it's there for. So I love it. I live for it now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, the first time that I heard it, I think just because we literally never hear Jimin in his lower register.
Mm-hmm.
We've never heard his lower register with autotune on it. And like the autotune at the beginning of the song is autotuned over like singing vocals, not like where in the second verse it's more like rhythmic and rap style almost.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just so different from anything we had ever heard mm-hmm. that I think it was very unexpected. And for me, even, it was hard to like adjust to. It was literally like the first two lines of the song that mm-hmm. threw me off initially.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time the second verse hit, I was like, I fucking love this song.
It made a lot of sense in the second verse.
Right. Like, once it totally, got there, it clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I think like the initial criticism of like feeling thrown off by it is so valid, because it just was unexpected. And now it doesn't bother me at all.
It doesn't bother
me. I fucking love it.
I live for it.
Yes,
now.
Jimin.
Yeah. Like when the autotune comes through is when it feels like I am just like being the most snarly nasty when I'm like singing along to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really adds to the edginess and just the intensity of the emotion that he's portraying in this
totally.
Song.
Totally. Yeah. It just makes it so much more expressive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's get into the song more itself, like the production, the vibe of it.
Production and vibe, yeah. So written and produced by Ghost Loop, P-Dog, Jimin, and Supreme Boy. We just thought it was really worth noting that Supreme Boy is on this song. Like, he doesn't show up very often anymore in BTS's music, but I just go back to like Hansan off of Hope World. Love that song. So I do feel that like it's sometimes refreshing a little bit to see Supreme Boy listed and
you just know
again.
It's gonna be a hype as fuck.
It's gonna
song.
Be hype.
Yeah,
powerful. That's what it is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So this song, like, really, it has these classical brass horns that are just so intense and loud. I mean, they are striking just like that full choir is in the background. That full choir is, oh, it's like, it's haunting. It's eerie. It's edgy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I really love it.
The choir, the way that they act in the song is almost like an instrument themselves, how much they contribute to the overall effect and the feeling that comes through. You know, it just makes it that much more epic and makes it feel like Jimin is really surrounded by all of this, you know, going on. We talked about his auto-tune vocals and like even the heavily distorted vocals, but also I love that it's cut and contrasted with like his pure, bright, fresh siren vocals at times too. Like we get that during the pre-chorus and the chorus where it's not auto-tuned, it's just vocals.
The majority of the song is just vocals, you know? Like it's hard not to, because it's just so, there's so much contrast once that auto-tune comes through, it's hard not for it to stand out, you know? But the majority of the song is his pure vocals.
And like, but like the auto-tune, because it does have such an effect during the verses, it just makes the pure vocals of the chorus and the pre-chorus hit so much harder as they like break through that auto-tune. It's like a really stylistic representation of freedom,
of
I feel.
Freedom, yes,
like
yes.
His pure vocals being freed here from, you know, like this auto-tune over his voice.
Oh, yes.
Maybe even the control over, are we the talking control, about the control over like, his voice here?
No.
And like, then he's being set free from the control over his voice, like yes, auto-tune, it's perfect for this,
right?
I also, my only remaining critique of the song is that at the end of the song you can hear these his own background vocals where he is just doing runs all up and down singing Set Me Free, but he's running all over the scales. And they're beautiful and amazing, but they're very quiet in the background. Like, I feel like you have to really be listening for them to hear them. So I just wish they were pulled up a little bit more to like let that shine.
Yeah. But that's typical for hidden vocals. Yeah. For it to be very quiet.
We'll just listen to the hidden vocal track, you know?
Exactly.
But like,
you just want to appreciate it more.
I just want to appreciate it more. But just that it's there, it's like, goddamn, Jimin. Like, it didn't even have to be there to make the song so incredible. And when I, on like my 15th listen through, like heard those, I was like, oh my god, Jimin, like he's even doing that, like every single element of this song is perfect, thought out, so phenomenal and purposeful.
It's very purposeful.
Yeah
Even just that realization of like being contained or like restricted in that auto-tune and then being set free with the pure vocals, like I feel like that's very intentional.
Yeah.
Hadn't even thought about that before,
but I hadn't either until just now. This is the beauty of talking with you about these in an episode.
I just have to say, first time listening through, first couple times listening through, I'm like, it's going to grow on me. Like, I didn't fall in love with it right off the bat. I think it was just so different for me. I don't think I was ready for it necessarily. I had to adjust to it. And then I even got to a point where I was like, will it grow on me? You know, I'm just not too sure. I kind of struggled a little bit with the repetition of the chorus. But what ended up selling me on the chorus is that the second time they sing the chorus in a row, there's the choir that's added, the oh-ay-oh, oh-ay-oh. And then I'm like, oh, that's, you know, that's what's changing it up. That's what's making it a little bit different. You know, it's not really dragging out the chorus too long.
Right.
It gives it just enough change up for me to be like, oh, yes. And now I'm at the point of where, like, I'm obsessed with this song. Like, I loud and proudly tweeted that Face Off was going to be my favorite song. But listening to this album cohesively now, whenever Set Me Free Part 2 comes on, it's the one that I'm belting the loudest. It's the one I'm just like, I'm running on the treadmill the hardest to.
Hell yeah.
And now I'm like, damn, this song Fake loved me. Like, this is exactly what happened with me in Fake Love. Like, to me, it's mind blowing that I ever was like, oh, I'm not too sure about Fake Love. Cause like now Fake Love is one of my all time favorite songs. I think is one of BTS's best songs.
Right.
And that's totally how I'm feeling about Set Me Free Part 2.
Yeah.
It's incredible. This song is powerful. It's dynamic. It's compelling. It's theatrical, like overall, just like obsessed.
Yeah. It is definitely like the climax of this album. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you've gotten to this point. I'm so glad that it fake loved you.
It totally did.
Like, this song deserves it. And I, you know, by the next morning, I was rabidly texting you about how much I was like obsessed with it and like just off the deep end over this song. So I'm so glad that it grew on you to such a degree that now it's like your favorite on the album. It's
my favorite on the album. I agree. It's hard to pick.
When it comes on, you have to belt it out.
Oh, yeah.
It's a must. Like, it hits so fucking hard. Uh-huh. You have to sing along. It just, it's all consuming.
Yeah.
And you let it take over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goddamn. This song is so good.
It is.
Okay, let's get into the lyrics.
Yeah. So, in the first verse, he ends up saying, "I wander into a maze, Hennessy and night." So it makes us think a lot of Love Maze, the use of maze here, of course, in the context of BTS and their career. But the mention of Hennessy, which is an alcohol, makes us think of just like this maze that he's going through is like when he's drunk or when he's partying, you know, mm-hmm. to get away from his troubles. He gets lost into the night.
Right. Know? Like crazy.
Like crazy.
But the latter half of the first verse where he's saying like, "I never stop again, repeat," makes me think about that. He just never stops climbing and growing as an artist. Like, even though he is wandering into this haze and like drowning himself mm-hmm. in his troubles at times, he's still continuing. He's not like finished. He's not burnt out. He's mm-hmm. like, "I'm fucking going." I love the line, "Fuck all your ops." Like, this being the pre-release track, mm-hmm. that's the first fuck that he drops on this album that mm-hmm. we get to hear, you know?
Yeah.
Army's brain collectively explodes.
Right.
And he's just at the point now where he doesn't care about anyone's opposition to him. That's mm-mm. the ops, you know? Like, anyone who opposes him, any opposing opinions, opposing individuals, mm-hmm. fuck them.
Right.
The fuck.
Right.
Literally.
And I feel like that's the mindset that he's going into when mm-hmm. making his first solo album, when he was creating Face. Like, he's gone through all these emotions of the pandemic. Now he's realizing he's having to come out with a solo album, and he's like, "I'm like, fuck all of your oppositions. Yeah. Truly, like, I'm going to do it. This is my time to do it how I want to use my music, how I want to make my music."
And I feel like he's gone through his own internal process of like the insecurities of making his own music and of like how it will be received and worrying about like what people are going to say about it, what they're going to think about it, if they're going to like it, whatever.
Right.
And at the end of the day, he just had to say, "Fuck it. I'm just going to make what I want to make."
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we got. It, yeah. I mean, oh my God.
I love this attitude.
Yes. Jimin, keep it. Amazing. In the refrain, he says that he's standing at the edge, but he's not looking back. And what I love is that it's not like he's like jumping off the edge, diving off the edge. Mm-hmm. No, he's flying away as a butterfly, mm-hmm. you know, fly away butterfly. And of course, this mention of butterfly takes us back to that BTS song, original callback to BTS's origins mm-hmm. and their career, and like Butterfly being such a hopeful song too.
Yeah.
Thinking that now he himself is being embodied by this butterfly.
It's a symbol of growth too, spreading mm-hmm. your wings.
Metamorphosis.
He's grown as an artist to this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
And now that he's grown to this point, he feels free of people's criticisms and of their demands of him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I love that symbolism. He's not just like jumping into an abyss. He's flying.
He's flying off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Changed anew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And then getting into even the pre-chorus, he has a line that is literally taken from On, where he says, "Going insane to stay sane," is the lyric from On.
Direct quote.
That they say, that he mm-hmm. says in the chorus.
Yeah.
And we've talked about BTS being like stuck and trapped during the years between On and the Chapter 2 announcement because of the pandemic. We've talked this entire episode about being stuck and trapped in like the demands that the company or whoever has on Jimin and mm-hmm. on BTS. And so like this going insane to stay sane showing up again here feels like him declaring that he's been wanting to like be set free mm-hmm. from this stagnant moment since On.
Right. Yeah. And this song really is in the same music category as On.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to be talking about the music video or the choreo or anything, but like the song has the choreo has similar setups to On's choreography in terms of like the backup dancers, you know, and how they arrange themselves and make formations. Very similar to On. Also, like On, yes, was right before the pandemic hit. Yeah. I mean, it was actually right when the pandemic hit. Yeah. So intentional that he's using that here.
Yeah.
And for that song to be so declarative and this song to be so declarative as yes, well.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. He also says, raise your hands for the past me. And to me, this feels like it has double meaning. Like, let's celebrate for the new him, but also have a point of pride for the past self, his past self that had to endure through so much.
Yeah.
And also is necessary for him to be where he is today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I love the acknowledgement and like almost like the gratefulness, the honor to his past self for having gotten through it. Like when you get through a hard time, you should look back and be able to like be proud of yourself for having gotten through that. And that's very much what this line feels like.
Yeah.
And then like the chorus comes in, and the first line of the chorus where he says, now set me free, like that line back to back with the raise your hands, really feels like that being set free from his past there. You know, that's that first real feeling of it. Yeah.
And just the repetition of the set me free is so critical, because it really shows this like little bit of desperateness or pleading, but also just like this declarative set me free too, you know?
Yeah. It's so assertive how much it's repeated. It's like, set me free. Yoongi set me free. In that song, he was really like asking to be set free. He was just asking, like almost like the universe, not a specific person, to be like set free from like this internal mental health struggles that he deals with.
Yeah.
But here in Jimin Set Me Free, he is declaring, he is asserting, he is demanding here that he's set free. There's no asking tone about it. He is like, I am being set free. Yeah.
Which is why I think the repetition is so crucial. You know, it makes it even more declarative you know, that he says it so many times, but also like it's also freeing to say it so many times in a way.
That's one of the things that I love so much about the song at this point is like, I mean, you mentioned like working out to it, like cardio. It's so freeing listening to that over and over again, or like in the car as you're raging to this song, like you really do feel like you're being set free a little bit more every single time that you hear the chorus, the line in the chorus.
Yeah.
So getting into verse two a bit, he mentions still being in a maze here, but he says that he doesn't have any time to break soul, which immediately made us think of like Map of the Soul 7, but just the idea of breaking soul, like he's not gonna break who he is, like his own soul. And the delivery here in verse two, though, is like the really chaotic, distorted voice, super angry, super rageful. And this feels like he's like spitting a rap. This is like your first thought, Bethany. Your first thought was like, did he rap in verse two?
I feel like it's rapping.
Yeah, it feels like rap.
It's rapping. Yeah.
I think we should call it rap, because especially in Face Off, it felt like he was rapping there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I did not know that Jimin had such this like love for these kind of like rap verses. Like, I am just so like, this was so unexpected. I did not expect him to want this in his music, but clearly it speaks to him, these rap verses.
Yeah.
And so you really see it in Face Off. And especially with this second verse, I feel it's so intentional that it's also coming off as like this like rap spitting.
Totally.
Because he's talking about like, you can't break my soul. You can't break who I am. Let me be me. Let me flow how I want to flow.
Right.
Get the fuck out of my way.
It's actually like right there in the verse where he says, let me flow. And then he transitions into like, hey, fool, just get out. Like where it gets to be that rap part, like after flowing. So that makes so much sense too.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, but that fool is whoever's hands have been involved in BTS's career, like trying to have a say and trying to have a say in who he is or what he needs to be. And so, yeah, it just makes so much sense that like the second verse is delivered in this very like spitting, nasty, like, seriously, fuck you.
Yeah.
I have to do what's best for me. And now is the time to do it. Like,
That's
I love that he really is having this mindset going into his solo work.
Totally.
Yeah, he has so much emotion and packed in the song.
Oh, yeah.
Like you feel it. You feel it.
You feel it so much.
You feel the anger here, but then you feel the like true sincerity of feeling set free and relieved that he gets to go on and make his own music.
And you understand also why he needs to be set free, because like you feel that anger so much. He needs to be set free from that, you know?
I can't believe I ever had any kind of critiques or criticism. First time listening through. I can't believe myself.
Same thing as Fake Love. Like totally fake love to you.
I just love it so much.
Okay. And then like in the refrain, he says, "It's begun my prime time." Like totally after he's set free now, it is his fucking time. Mm-hmm. And I love the way that he delivers that lyric too. Like his voice sounds incredible. The tone. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. The tone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It is his prime time. Mm-hmm. And so he's ready to finally be free. And so you see him being so confident here going into his solo work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really feel like this was an anthem and a powerful, like hype, confidence boosting song that he made for himself going into creating his album.
Yeah. And it makes sense as the pre-release track to like declare I'm being set free. I'm going into my solo work. Mm-hmm. And I also think it makes sense. Here's the last like song on the album. Of course, there's the hidden track Letter, but this is the last song that you can see kind of being that last final statement, that epic statement of here I am now from here on out. Now that I've released this, I am set free from those grasps and those people that have had their hands in it.
Yeah.
Mm. Jimin. Wow.
Jimin loves Incredible Set song. Me Free Part 2.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into the hidden track on the album, which is Letter. If you look, whenever you get your album, if you actually look in the booklet where it has all of the lyrics and stuff, I was like, I wonder if it's in here. And it is, but it's like white on white. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to see, but you can see where all of the production and lyrics are in the album. So it was written and produced by P-Dawg, Jimin, Ghostloop, and Evan. This song is a soft acoustic song that has like light guitar plucking in it. It's gorgeous. It's like a little bit like a love song. There's this like really soulful harmonica solo that happens towards the beginning of the song. Mm-hmm. But as the song goes on, it has so much build. Mm. It really starts off as this like really lovely acoustic song that turns more into like a ballad at the end with these strings that get added in. And then we also hear backup vocals, which are Jungkook's vocals. So we love seeing the Jisook partnership here on a song. But overall, Jimin's vocals in this song are just so sweet and lovely and highly affectionate. You can feel the pure affection mm-hmm. that he has when singing this song. His voice is just so pretty.
Yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah. I was really surprised by this song. Like, I did not expect the build that it had. Like, when it came on, I thought that it was pretty much going to be that vibe mm-hmm. the whole time. I did not expect it to, like, have this, like, soft rock ballad, like, build mm-hmm. that just brought so much more emotion and, like, love and affection through from him. Like, it just really felt, like, enveloping in his love that he's sharing mm-hmm. here in this letter.
Yeah. First time listening through, I was like, whoa, did not expect it to build like that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So I love the first verse. The first verse is just so endearing to me and it's so Jimin. At the very beginning, he's saying like, how should I deliver this in a way? Like I can be clumsy with my words. It's so obvious, but I just need you to know that I don't want you that what I have to say should not be taken lightly. I want you to hear it properly. So he's basically saying that like what he has to say in this song, we need to be taking, like he says it with the utmost sincerity. And it just reminds me a lot of Jimin's letter that he wrote to J-Hope in Bon Voyage. Mm-hmm. Because at the beginning of that letter, he even says like, oh, I feel a little awkward saying this, like writing this letter and saying it out loud. But he just wants us and BTS to know how much weight there is to his words in this song.
Yeah.
And I just love how he primes the start of the song like this.
Yeah, this is heartfelt and sincere, please
listen. It's very Park Jimin.
Yeah, very Park Jimin. In the chorus, he talks about hoping that they are happier and, you know, just basically wishing them the best and promising that he'll now hold on to them when they're the ones who need to cry. And the chorus reminded me of Promise. Like, I feel like this song, I brought up Promise earlier, mm-hmm. but I feel like this song could be like Promise Part 2. Like, yeah. Reminded me of like Yakusoke, like, it just reminded me of the same vibe. The guitar plucking is mm-hmm. very Promise.
It's because it's very sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. And to me, it just makes me think of like this letter of being his promise to them that he is going to be picking these people up when they're crying.
Yeah. The very beginning of I Hope You're Happier, mm-hmm. Jimin did say that this song is for ARMY, but I just feel like whenever we read these lyrics, it felt more BTS.
For me too. There was no doubt. It felt so much like he was just saying this to them. Yeah,
like I kind of had said, like, this line of I Hope You're Happier doesn't really sound like something he would say to ARMY, except for like maybe like he just wants ARMY to be happy, you know, even mm-hmm. if they're not able to like put out music as BTS. But like, to me, it just seems like they went through as a group, they went through so much that it feels like he's saying this to his members. Right. Like, I hope you're happier as we go into chapter 2. Like, right. I hope this brings happier times than what we've gone through at the end of like all of this group effort.
Yeah, I hope it brings you what you're looking for. Yeah, you know what we're all looking to hope and to get out of this time here. Mm-hmm. For sure, that's what that feels like.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I like, obviously you can feel like this is him to ARMY, you know, mm-hmm. but the fact that this track is hidden, it feels so much more intimate. It feels so much more like his intended audience is much smaller. And that he didn't have to share this on the album at all. But mm-hmm. the fact that he did, I think, is giving us that insight to what he is really honestly wanting to say that he can't say on like the part the of the album that can be streamed on, you know, and put right. onto Billboard, you right. know. And so we've never seen BTS outwardly speak directly about like issues and things like that. And here it's like Jimin is wanting to speak directly to his members in this way through song. Mm-hmm. And like, we know that they've communicated to each other through song before, like they wrote Outro Tear about breaking up and then sat there and listened to it together and cried and decided mm-hmm. to continue, you know. And this feels like I can imagine Jimin playing this song for his members and them like sitting around and crying together, you know, and just thinking about like what they all have had together and all of their support and like the hope that yes, they will be able to like be happier here and like find some happiness separately mm-hmm. so that they can be together
forever.
Yeah,
absolutely. In the second verse, he says, "Will you still be the same even if some time has passed? Just like when we first met, if we were together, even the desert could turn to sea." Like, the desert turning to sea is just such a BTS ARMY quote. I mean, we've held signs at concerts that have said that.
And it's even referencing like their first hidden track on Love Yourself, Her, See. Yeah, where that lyric comes from.
Which was a hidden track. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But just really, you feel like he's thinking about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
After solo work and enlistment, you know, is it going to be the same? Seems like it's almost like wishful thinking that they'll pick up right where they left off, just kind of like how they used to be.
Yeah.
He just wants it to be as incredible as it was at the start.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Which is, I think, what we all want.
I think so, too. In the chorus where he says that it feels like a warm spring day to him in the cold winter that you do. You know, you feel like a warm spring day to me in the winter, and that he'll always cherish the fun moments between you and me. It feels very much like he is speaking to his members and cherishing all of those memories. And it's wonderful to... Throughout all of this album, we've talked about that clearly there's been some turmoil in their career that they've had to deal with from all these controlling hands on them and mm-hmm. them not being able to take their career where they want to. Mm-hmm. And that can lead to a very like negative memory of that time, of those people, of those events. But instead here, Jimin is like reminding himself and encouraging his members to cherish those moments, to remember like all of the amazing things that they have to cherish as mm-hmm. a group, and all of what they have together as individuals and as like real people who like love each other and who have like such interconnected lives. Like, I think this is almost like that reminder to like not lose that in the midst of everything else that's mm-hmm. affected them.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel the pure honesty in this song, like the emotions that he's expressing in this song. Like, I don't want to cry, but like, I just feel like I've had some of these same thoughts too, you know, like I think a lot of armies have thought like, what is it going to be like? Mm-hmm. What is it going to be like whenever they come back? Like, will they come back? Will like, what's it going to be like? What are there going to be? It's going to be different. I just feel like it's going to be different. And there's worry and concern around it. And it does sound like they absolutely went through so much turmoil during the pandemic. And I feel like Army even felt a little bit of it too. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't get to see them for a while. We felt like some of their music was maybe a little bit different than what we're used to. And they maybe were feeling that. And then mm-hmm. for Jimin to just be putting it so beautifully in this letter to Army and BTS, that he's had these same feelings too, right? Yeah. I don't know.
Yes. I love like feeling validated in that feeling and in that worry. But like, I think even this song confirms that they are together, you mm-hmm. know, and they will be together again, like as one, as a unit after enlistment and after this solo work, because it just feels like they just must.
Yeah.
In the very last refrain, he's saying like, don't leave, just stay with me, which is almost making me think about like Crazy again. Mm-hmm. But he said, I love this line, to you who saw me greater than my little self. And it just makes me think of like how much like support the members have given Jimin over the mm-hmm. years, and how much they have like believed in him, and how much that has empowered him, and how he just now wants to in turn be able to give them the confidence and to be able to give them the self-assurance that they have in him. He's sharing in this refrain that he's worried about what the future holds for him, but he tells them, don't forget to always say together. That's the last line of the refrain. And so it's just like reminding that they are always together as a unit, that they'll stay together. And I mean, this was even confirmed on Suchita today mm-hmm. when Jimin went on Yoongi's show and they talked about being together again and like how old they want to be, mm-hmm. you know, like 80 years old still, and like still just today talking about that goal mm-hmm. of being together that long and making music together that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you want to cry. We seriously cried so hard yesterday yeah. listening to this song and like talking through these lyrics, because we have felt it. We felt the worry. We felt the concern mm-hmm. and Jimin just loves his members so much, and he wants them to remember all of the good that they have to share, you mm-hmm. know, and like, it feels like he's kind of clinging to that hope.
He is clinging to that hope. And I'm hung up on the lyrics of Baby Don't Leave Me, Just Stay With Me. Makes me think of after they released like Love Yourself Tear, and they had Outro Tear and how it was about their breakup. And then they had that their Japanese comeback, and one of their songs was Don't Leave Me. Mm-hmm. And here he's saying like, don't leave me, just stay with me. And like saying like, stay with me so that I can deliver as much as I received from you, yeah. you know, like it's really heartbreaking to me, you yeah. know, like it really does seem like he's clinging on, like, please don't forget to always say together, never lose sight of that. Never lose sight of these memories, mm-hmm. even though we're going through a really hard time or having to spend time apart, like don't forget.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like
I still have more to say, more to do, mm-hmm. like, you know, ugh.
And we still have, you yeah. know, and I feel like even like Jungkook singing background vocals on this song, to me, even further feels like this is a song for BTS. Like we're not touching really on the interpretations like of to ARMY. I think it's so obvious like how he could be singing this to ARMY too.
Oh yeah.
You know, all throughout of like ARMY, stay by my side, and like we'll always be together and for sure. But I think like Jungkook backing Jimin up on this song is like Jungkook also saying like, I want to be together. I want to be Bangtan, you know, I want to come back after enlistment. And I could just, again, like think about the members hearing this song together, hearing both of them on this track and like the impact that this song would have on them. Mm-hmm. I think that they would feel that together as well. Like I want to be together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
It's gorgeous. It's lovely. I mean, it's everything that we didn't expect to get because it was hidden here on this album. Mm-hmm. Set Me Free was so climactic and so declarative. And then we got this sweet little surprise letter at the end. Yeah, sweet little letter. Wow. Wow. Park Jimin.
Yeah.
This
album really has blown me away.
Yeah, I'm almost kind of speechless.
I am too. Yeah. I hate that we ended on this. I just want to cry.
I know. Letter is very heartfelt and very emotional, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel that Jimin is wanting us to feel comforted by Letter mm-hmm. instead of worried by Letter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just think it's just his honest emotions.
I think so too.
And his truths. And you really feel like he's putting his whole heart out there for us and for BTS.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, and I'm so thankful for him and this incredible album.
Yeah.
Truthfully, he has more than proven himself, and I'm just so proud of him.
Yeah. I, like, as a day one Park Jimin stan, Jimin, when I saw him the first time seeing Blood, Sweat, and Tears, I was like, that's
him.
It. Him. Oh, my gosh. I feel like I have grown to know Jimin very intimately over all of these years of biasing him and just like particularly keeping track of him. Mm-hmm. And I have such a deep love for him. And I am just so proud of like all of what he has overcome, like mm-hmm. all of the insecurities and the turmoil that he's overcome to get to this point, and just the development of himself as an artist and as a musician, of that he's really honed in on his personal music style. Mm-hmm. I cannot understate how proud of him I am.
Yeah.
I am so freaking proud of him. I think that this album is a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
His vocals
No
skips. Literally no skips on this album. And like when you get to Set Me Free Part 2 and then the English version of like Crazy plays, it's like, fuck yeah, I'm ready to hear this song again. And then that song ends and then you're like, okay, I need Face Off now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the album itself is so incredible. The story from start to finish, the genius that he is able to bring us through mm-hmm. that whole story and all that range of emotions, the range of music styles, the musicality that we got from him here. Oh my gosh. I mean, incredible.
Incredible. I hope that he listens to this album and all of his self-doubts wash away.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I hope he knows how phenomenal this work of art is. This music is so great. It is definitely sustaining us here.
Yes.
This incredible music.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Park Jimin.
Thank you, Park Jimin.
Thank you all for
being here for our album review. Stay tuned next week. We're going to be talking about the music videos and the choreography for Like Crazy and Set Me Free Part 2. Can't wait to dive into the analysis of the music videos, but also just fall in love over how great this choreography is too.
Yeah, absolutely. Special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Emily, Madison, Holly, and Sophia. Thank you guys so much. And also please let us know what you thought about this Part 2 of the album review, and let us know your thoughts on these songs as well. Reach out to us on social media. Of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.